Mr. President, thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure to be with NPR.
You're so close to total eradication for guinea worm, but even containment requires vigilance and really healthy practices by lots and lots of people. So should health authorities like the CDC here in Atlanta and researchers keep looking for a vaccine, even though there are so few cases now?
I think it'd be a waste of time and effort for CDC to concentrate on trying to have a vaccine for guinea worm. We have it, the Carter Center, the International Task Force on Disease Eradication, and they are the only organization on earth that analyzes every human illness to see which ones might be eliminated from a country or eradicated. And I would say that those experts don't believe that a vaccine would work in any way with guinea worm.
Even though you run the risk that you could go backwards if governments or just health authorities or people don't keep up the vigilance and the healthy practices.
But I think a vaccine still could not be developed for guinea worm particularly. But for other things like measles and yaws and so forth, which are on our list to be eradicated someday, vaccines would be quite appropriate.
Now, all that depends on funding, and a lot of the funding for your efforts come from private foundations. There's also money from governments in the areas affected and from the U.S. through
that's
the
exactly
Agency
right.
for International Development, for instance.
Yes, that's true.
Will you be asking President-elect Trump to continue that funding or increase it?
Well, I'll be meeting with the Secretary of State who has charge of the USAID decisions, and I'm not going to make a specific request of him when I see him at the inauguration, but I am going to let them know what kind of work we are doing and just make sure that they know that I'm there and that we want to be helpful whenever we can and hopefully have a good relationship with him.
Will President-elect Trump's appointments to head the CDC and other health organizations affect that funding, and will you be asking for priorities or even people?
Within the United States, we get money from two sources. One is private foundations, and the other one primarily is pharmaceutical companies like Merck and others. And then on occasion we get help from USAID as well. But that's just about the limit of it. CDC doesn't allocate any funds, but we have a lot of cooperation from Centers for Disease Control.
Certainly, and they're involved in prevention and they're involved in the research,
exactly.
Yes.
Well, Atlanta, strangely enough, is kind of a center in the United States for dealing with these kinds of diseases that we're addressing, neglected tropical diseases. We have obviously the Centers for Disease Control here. We have the Carter Center. We have CARE and so forth. And so because of that concentration of effort and attention to overseas or public health, it makes Atlanta kind of its center of a focus for dealing with poor people who have a continuing affliction from a disease that ought to be eradicated.
Which brings me to my next question here. You've worked on so many causes around the world, and yet guinea worm has become really almost a lifelong effort post-presidency. You had the Atlanta Project here. You've worked on so many other things. Why this one?
Well, one of the basic premises that Rose and I adopted when we established the Carter Center was that we would deal with vacuums in the world. In other words, we would try to address issues that other people weren't addressing adequately. If the World Health Organization or the United Nations or the Centers for Disease Control or the United Nations in any way or Harvard University or Emory was actually doing enough work on a particular problem to be successful, we would not get involved in it. And so guinea worm was one of those particular needs that was not being addressed. It's a typical part of the world of the World Health Organization's definition of neglected tropical diseases. It was a terrible disease that afflicted hundreds of millions of people, and it was neglected. And so we decided to fill that area of neglect, and that's why we adopted guinea worm as one of our major targets.
Back to President-elect Trump for a moment. He has pledged to move the American embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Since it's likely that any peace agreement that Israel would ratify would include them controlling at least part of Jerusalem, is there any practical reason, really, why the U.S. shouldn't recognize that by putting the embassy in Jerusalem?
Well, I think it's a serious mistake to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And I think if this is done, it's going to create a lot of unnecessary objection and animosity, maybe even violence from many elements within the Arab world who look upon this as a violation of all the previous commitments that have been made by the United States government and most of the other governments with which we deal. And also it'll be a direct violation of the principle of United Nations resolutions that have been the foundation of the peace effort. So it'll be a serious mistake.
Will you tell President-elect Trump that at the inauguration if you see him?
I doubt if we'll have a chance to talk about that specifically, but we'll share our views on the Middle East with the new Secretary of State, yes.
Former President Jimmy Carter. Mr. President, thank you so much for this time. We really appreciate it, and Happy New Year to you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.